Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Q4 and FY 2023 earnings conference call of MUN Infra Construction Limited, hosted by Go India Advisors. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Yashish Parikh, AGM, Investor Relations and Corporate Finance from MUN Infra Construction. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. A warm welcome to everyone attending the Q4 and FY 2023 earnings call of MUN Infra Construction Limited. We have on the call Mr. Parag Shah, the Chairman Emeritus of the company, Mr. Manan Shah, the Managing Director of the company, and Mr. Ashok Mehta, the Group CFO of the company. Participants, we must remind you that the discussion on today's call may include certain forward-looking statements and must be therefore viewed in conjunction with the risk that the company faces. I would request to refer the safe harbor statement shared in the investor presentation for the same. Now, I would request Mr. Manan Shah, the Managing Director of MICL Group, to take you through the business and performance of the company. Thank you, and over to you, Manan.
Good afternoon to all our listeners. I am Manan Shah, the Managing Director of MUN Infra Construction Limited. Welcome you all to this earnings call. Financial year 2023 has been one of the most eventful years in the history of MICL Group, where the company has achieved a significant number of milestones in a single year. We have recorded one of the strongest collections this year of rupees 1,448 crores. This year, our company has set the bar higher again by delivering not only one or two projects, but five, an attempt to break the records in the real estate industry. We have delivered three residential projects and two commercial projects in the year 2022-2023. First, Aradhya High Park, located near Daisar Cheknaka, delivered on November 2022. Here, we handed over four residential towers out of total six. Secondly, we delivered a commercial tower naming Aradhya Primus at the same location near Daisar Cheknaka. We have also delivered another residential project, Aradhya One Earth, which is located at Ghatkopar East in January of the year 2023, where we completed and delivered two residential towers out of seven. We have also delivered one more commercial tower naming Aradhya Square, which is located at Ghatkopar East. Our latest completion also included a luxury collection project, Insignia, which is located at Villeparle West. As our motto says, "Live better," we always strive to achieve the world-class quality of construction and embed the experience of our company's legacy into developing an uber-luxury real estate experience, making us a customer-centric company. Believing in this philosophy, we have delivered all of these five projects. This milestone sets a record for our company by delivering 7.1 lakh square feet of carpet area, wherein all the projects were delivered at least 12 months before the committed timeline. To highlight, one of our luxury projects located in Villeparle West, naming Insignia, was delivered in fact 1.5 years ahead of the delivery schedule. This sets a record in the industry, and we are confident to try to create these records for our future deliveries as well. Our in-house construction team with over 50 years of experience helps us in shaping our ideas into reality. This business model not just enhances our productivity of delivering projects ahead of the time schedule, but helps us in crafting spaces with efficiency and excellent quality of construction. This in turn adds us in improvising our cash flows and getting robust collections. During the financial year of 2023, we have launched three new projects across different categories with a carpet area measuring 722,000 square feet. This has also broken our own records of launching of total 722,000 square feet in a single year. We have also launched a project called Aradhya Parkwood, measuring approximately around 3 lakh square feet of carpet area which is located near Dahisar Chetnaka, where we are targeting the middle income and the upper income segment, and I am very happy to announce that the project is already more than 50% sold out during our launch period. MICL Group has also launched an ultra-luxury project in the vicinity of Juhu called Aradhya Evoque, and in which that project is also sold more than 65% as on date. In our other project at Mulund, naming Atmosphere O2, we have recently launched a new tower and we are experiencing a flow of steady bookings for the same. During the financial year, we sold 434,000 square feet of carpet area across all our ongoing projects with a sales value of 992 crores. This approximately 60% of the sales were contributed by our new projects. Now heading towards our most awaited project launch, Aradhya Avan, which is located in the region of South Mumbai, Tardeo. I am happy to announce that the construction activity has begun in full swing. We have acquired most of the approvals for the launch of this project and we shall hit the market soon. The experience center is completed with a show flat and both of them shall be open for viewing for our customers as we progress for the launch. Our team is prepared and we are geared up to hit the market in the near future. The launch of Aradhya Avan project shall create history and we are very proud to say that this can be the tallest tower of India. We have envisioned this project as an architectural icon which will set the mark on the global skyline, and we are confident to achieve this vision with a record-breaking timeline as our previous projects. We have also received the height approval for the complete tower, which is more than 300 meters. In such a short span of time, we have developed a strong goodwill amongst our customers, channel partners, where more than 90 to 95% of our inventory in majority of the projects and the entire inventory in few of our projects is sold out, and not forgetting the most important factor that each project is delivered before time. Currently, we are having 2.9 million square feet of portfolio in ongoing and upcoming projects catering to diversified customer groups, location and categories, ranging from the middle income segment to the uber luxury. Our presence in real estate portfolio ranges from Tardeo at South Mumbai to Meera Bhayandar. The other suburbs include Mulund, Ghatkopar, Juhu and Villeparle. This displays a diversity of catering to varying income groups. We also have another 1.7 million square feet of projects in the pipeline. Moving on to the EPC division, we delivered phase 2 of the IPRCL project measuring 10 hectares. During the year, we also delivered 1.2 million square feet of construction area in Aradhya High Park project by completing 4 out of 6 residential towers and 1 commercial tower, Aradhya Primus. We also recently completed and delivered the project Insignia in Villeparle West on May 2023, which was 19 months before the time. The execution of the BMCT Phase 2 project at JNPT Navasheva, Navi Mumbai is on track and ongoing as per the schedule. Currently, the order book of the EPC project stands at 980 plus crores as on March 2023. Now, sharing some light about our international portfolio, in the last fiscal year, our subsidiary company MICL Global in a joint venture launched Edition Residences, the first branded project by Marriott International at the location of Fort Lauderdale. The project measures 1,75,000 square feet of saleable area and is seeing excellent response from customers and seeing a very good footfall at our sales office. Our other projects such as Urban at Miami Beach and Ponds at Coral Gables are in the initial stages of approval. The company has invested around $25 million in the US portfolio as on March 2023. And we see excellent potential and expect good margins coming out of these projects. The expected project timeline should vary between 3 to 5 years from today. Let's run through the highlights of the consolidated financials of the company post which we can do a question and answer on. In the last 5 years, the consolidated revenue from operations has grown more than 5 times. Both the divisions, our EPC and real estate division, have grown by 50% plus CAGR between financial year 2019 to financial year 2023. Financial year 2023 records 97% growth year on year in revenue from operations to rupees 1,890 crores. Both divisions contributed nearly 50% to the top line. Real estate revenue from operations grew by 52% year on year to rupees 972 crores. EPC revenue from operations, or the contract revenue, grew by 186% year on year to rupees 918 crores, mainly driven by the fast execution of the BMCT project, of course, followed by the residential projects of Dahisar and Mulund. Consolidated EBITDA also witnessed a strong growth of 67% year-on-year to rupees 413 crores. Like-to-like consolidated net profit has registered a robust growth of 137% year-on-year to rupees 259 crores for financial year 2023. Even after removing the positive impact of the BOT claim, which we received in the fiscal year of financial year 2022, the strong profitability of the company and record collections resulted in strong cash flow from operations of rupees 448 crores as on March 2023. The company also consistently focused to reduce debt and improve liquidity, which has helped in maintaining balance sheet strength. In the year FY 2023, there has been consistent debt reduction in each of the last 4 quarters, mainly through internal accruals with good profitability and strong collections, which have resulted in a significant secured debt reduction of rupees 313 crores in financial year 2023. The company to be net cash positive and has liquidity of rupees 300 plus crores as on March 2023. Overall, we will continue to undertake projects that adds to the top line and strive to improve profitability and maintain balance sheet strength going forward. Thank you. And now we are open for further question and answers.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have our first question from the line of Manish Ostwal from Nirmal Bang Securities. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you for the opportunity and very strong set of numbers for the financial 2023. Many congratulations to Manan and your team to deliver strong core operating performance. My first question on the EPC order book side. So the order book has declined from the December 2022 to 980. From 1,325 crore to 980 crores in March 2023. So how one should think about the order book growth and the EPC revenue growth in FY24-25 over the medium term, because we are continuously increasing our real estate portfolio. So how should look at this revenue, this line of the business in terms of growth for next couple of years?
Good afternoon. This is Parag Shah. As far as the EPC order is there, we are in a pipeline of few orders on the infrastructure side. We are expecting the few orders to get confirmed by this month end. And the tender process is already over. So let's wait for that. As far as the infrastructure side is there, plus our own EPC contracts from our own real estate division, which we are expecting to start 2 to 3 new projects in coming 6 months' time. So that order book will also continue. So I am not worrying on that the order book will reduce. In fact, this year we believe that the order book on the EPC side will also further increase. Thank you.
Sure. The second, sir, on your upcoming projects pipeline. So, can you specify the carpet area of 2 projects, luxury project in Villepalle and luxury project in Ghatkopar? You mentioned the other 2, but these 2, it is not mentioned in the presentation.
Villepalle, we are working on a DM model. The total construction area is approximately 15 lakh square feet plus. And the total carpet area for sale is around 4 lakh square feet, which we are expecting that the project should start by September. Sorry, if I got what about the second project mentioned?
The Ghatkopar luxury project.
Okay. The Ghatkopar, what can you do? Ghatkopar luxury project is under the signing. So it's yet not signed, but any moment we are paying the stamp duty and the document will get registered and then we'll declare.
Sure. And this project launch in the addition residence in Q2 FY23 in Florida. So how much, how do you see the sales potential from this project and at a consolidated level for the company?
Project has yet not launched for the sale. Some of the primary sale has been done over there. But approximate between the 2 large projects, one at Coral Gable and one at Fort Lauderdale, the top line of the company where we are a partner into it should be somewhere around $700 million.
Okay, and sir, any update on the timing of equity raise of 500 crores?
No, we are not raising any equity. We are not intending to raise any equity immediately.
Yeah, good to see the presentation piece on the Aradhya Ahvan, and all the best to team Maninfra for such an iconic project. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. A reminder to participants to press star and 1 to ask a question. We have a next question from the line of Khushbu Gandhi from Yes Securities. Please go ahead.
So thank you for giving me the opportunity. So my first question is, like, it's surprising to know that there is no debt in your books. So just wanted to understand that how sustainable it is going forward, because we have Kardev project being kicking in and also the EPC order book. There also we may be having some working capital requirements. So do we expect that that going forward our debt would be increasing, and when we receive this project, or will we having no debt going forward also?
Many people are surprised many times that how this company is performing without a loan. But mainly, like as far as what we had asked the question on Aradhya Ahvan, there also we are on a DM model. The equity participation from our side is completed. If the further equity will be required, there is a bank loan provision. But that loan will not come on the balance sheet of MUN, because the loan will be taken by the landlord. So on his company, the loan will be there. So we do not have any burden of loan. As far as last 30 years track record, yes, we have been able to perform without debt. At present, with the current today's position, I think 140 crore rupees is a loan in a different subsidy companies. But we have that much liquidity also with us. Some of the loan has been taken as an only facility just to maintain the banking relationship or for a future opportunity. So that's the business model over here. Like, we do our own EPC projects. We do that much projects only what we have a capacity to invest. and we choose partner. If required, we always take partners in our various projects and we don't go for the loan. Thank you.
And so one more question. So now when we see that interest rates have been panning it to its peak, and now affordability of the consumers are also taking a higher side, like the expense side. So how do we foresee demand going forward in FY24? Is it going to a little bit settle down, or the demand will be good in FY24 and FY25?
See, it is case to case as far as Mumbai is concerned. I know many developers, they do not have a sale. I have many developers, they have a steady sale. And I know many developers, like Man Infra. When we launched the project, we have been able to sell more than 50% of the product in the pre-booking only. So it cannot be a general statement, but the real estate market is doing good since last 2 years, and I personally believe that it will continue for next 2 to 3 years. If the good product is there, the product celebrity is there. It all depends on your design, it all depends on your location, it all depends on your track record and the quality of work. And we have been able to succeed since so many years, and we would like to maintain that. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone. We have our next question from the line of Mayur Liman from ProfitMart Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. My question is on the expenses side. Margin was disturbed due to the increase in the expenses, the cost of material and the other expenses increases during the quarter and the year. Is there any reason for that, sir?
See, for EPC and real estate, what we have to see is on the annual basis, what we always say, because on quarterly basis, from project to project basis, then it is combination of all the projects. So some projects may be they are at initial stage, some may be at the advanced stage, some may be at the closing stage. So if you look at historically, you know, the on annual basis, the margin for EPC as well as real estate, they both are maintained. So we always try to make sure that those numbers are achieved.
And we always advise everyone, in my any previous phone calls also or on personalized meetings also, that the EPC contracting company or a real estate development company, as an analyst, you should not see only quarter on quarter result, because as Ashok Bhai just mentioned, that project can be at a different phase. So every quarter that can be a plus minus profitability, but we work under the AS7, so overall the margins will definitely maintain the same what we are projecting. But my guidance to all investors will be that you should not see only quarter on quarter result. You should see the quarter on quarter result along with the yearly result. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Sure, sir. My follow-up question, can we see the same raw material price for the ongoing quarter, or it will be changed?
Again, my answer will be same, because the last quarter I may have done some project where the excavation was going on, and this quarter there can be a foundation work can be going on. So it cannot be a standard answer, sorry.
Okay, no problem, sir. And my second question is, could you please provide guidance on the FY24 outlook? What kind of plan for the FY24?
For FY24, yes, we are focusing on an EPC contract, but we are more focused on the EPC contract on the infrastructure side, mainly focused on the port sector, which is our niche area where we are having a specialized reputation is also there. So where we are more focused, and as far as the building line construction is there, we are doing now our in-house work only. We have stopped taking contracts from outside developers since last 3 years. And this year also we are not looking, because we have our in-house project also in a pipeline. A very heavy pipeline will come for next 3 years. So we do not expect to take the work from outside developers in current financial year.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Mitul Shah from Reliance Securities. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, first question is on 2-3 years down the line, how we should look at in terms of revenue contribution from different verticals like EPC versus non-EPC, and how are these order book as well as your outlook, not from next 1 year point of view, but to the 3-4 years kind of the horizon point of view.
The projects which we are under execution, the projects which we are under the negotiation, and the projects which are about to get start because of, it's yet not started because of some of the government approvals. If we look into that, we have a pipeline of more than 1 crore square feet in-house jobs as far as the EPC contract works are there. But wherever we are a developer and where it is our 100% subsidy company, we do everything under the one umbrella. So you will not see the EPC side different and the real estate side different, because we are a real estate developer also and we are doing our in-house EPC also. But yes, wherever we are partners with some of the other developer, or we are taking a projects under DM model, where the EPC orders will also come. But even in the DM model, where the developer with whom we had signed, where all the materials will be purchased by the developer, the margins on the material will be payable to us, so where our PMC professional fees will be there. So suppose I am doing 1,000 crore rupees work, but my balance sheet will recognize maybe 200 crore rupees only, and out of 200 crore rupees, my margins could be 100 crore rupees also. So we are more focused on in-house work and on a DM model where we are a partner. And as I mentioned, and the infrastructure is also there. But yes, we have more than 1 crore square feet jobs in pipeline. So for next 5 to 6 years, we have a jobs in hand.
Thank so this you. Ratio revenue breakup will not change much?
No. The ratio will be more or less remain same.
And second question on this 1.7 million square feet pipeline project, if you can give more details in terms of how are these projects and what would be the delivery timing, etc. What is the pipeline details exactly for next?
See, as I mentioned that we are starting one project, a luxury project at Parla, which is a 15 lakh square feet plus construction area is there, which we are estimating to start the job by September. We just started the Aradhya Avan, which is Tardev, which is also approximate 15 lakh square feet job. The project which is under signing and we expect to get signed and delivered in next few days time at Ghatkopar, which is also approximate 17 lakh square feet. So these are the 3 jobs immediately starting, and balance jobs are under pipeline which will take 6 to 8 months to start the work.
Lastly, on the per square feet realization trend compared to last quarter, that is March quarter, versus how is the trend in April and May? Any moderation or any increase or it is?
Price per square feet more or less is same. See, if you see the Mumbai market, everywhere the sellability is good. If your product is good, immediately the product can be is a sellable product. But the price, since last 2 years, more or less, all over Mumbai is a stagnant price, except some specialized plots. So I do not expect that the market is going to improve in terms of rates. But yes, there will be a delivery. There will be a more square feet area coverage could be there. But you have to expect that more or less the price will remain same.
Especially for sir luxury segment, wherein last quarter was a high demand because of this budget announcement of 10 crore cap. So luxury segment reported record high bookings that may not come immediately in next few months. So there, do you see any some moderation in luxury side?
That is actually a misguiding figure, because we all know that there was a high net worth purchase were there, and there were a few flats in Mumbai which has been sold at 250 crore rupees a single flat, or 350 crore rupees a single flat, or someone had bought a house or last year of 1000 crore rupees. So that figures will go up. If you will take the figures from a stamp duty collection point of view, government point of view, yes, you will see there is a high demand. But it's a case to case, it's a specialized case. Like, it's not everywhere.
Right, understood, sir. Thanks a lot and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to participants to press star and one to ask a question. We have a next question from the line of Abhay Shah from IIFL. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. First of all, congratulations for this fantastic set of numbers. Most of the questions have been covered. Just a view on one thing. Mumbai is going through major redevelopment drive. Am I audible?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Mumbai is going through major redevelopment drive. Your view on that inventory, do you see inventory will start piling up? And which ticket size? The second question is, which ticket size are we targeting on the real estate side?
See, we are focused at this moment, Dahisar also, Mulund also, Parla, Ghatkopar, South Mumbai. So everywhere the product sizes are different. Like if you talk about the Dahisar Mira Road side, where the price is ranging between 90 lakhs to 2 crore rupees. As far as the Mulund is concerned, the price is ranging between 1.5 to 4.5 crore rupees. The Ghatkopar luxury project which we are going to launch, where the price will be ranging between 5 crore to around 20 crore rupees. The South Mumbai market is a different market altogether. But yes, there also we are coming up with almost 7 lakh square feet, 6 lakh 50,000 square feet at, for this Aradhya Avan, where also the flat size is varying between 4 crore to 25 crore rupees.
Okay. So for an overall inventory view that everybody is going for the, just to understand, since you have been doing on a large scale, so your view as in overall Mumbai will get a lot of inventory? What's your view?
It's already. It's not going to come. The Mumbai is already having a very high inventory. But so every product is not sellable. Except like we are more focused on Ghatkopar. I do not have a two-bedroom single flat in my any of the projects. Everything has been sold. I do not have a single flat of 3 BHK. Like we were doing one Ghatkopar Avenue project, which is approximate, carpet area is approximate 5 lakh square feet. I have inventory balance hardly maybe 25,000, 30,000 square feet. Balance everything has been sold. But adjoining my plot, there are other developers also. And there, I don't want to quote the name, but the very large developer, the very big name, they are very nearby us. They are not successful in their project because of the design.
Okay. That's
so
good,
Mumbai,
sir.
Mumbai is having very high FSI potential. Developers will have to understand that they are not going to be able to consume full FSI, because the FSI is tremendous. FSI has been floated. Now, if you try to fit all the FSI, your planning will get bad. So if the builders are ready to lose some of the FSI and do a better planning, they will be more successful. That's what I believe. And that model we have been following.
Thank you, sir, for answering that. are we, just your view, one more last question, your view on, are we open for the redevelopment projects?
We are doing already. We have most of the projects which are under redevelopment. Like at Cooper, this new project which is coming up, that's a redevelopment. It's a cluster development of 10 societies. The Tardeo project, which is a redevelopment project. The Parla project is a redevelopment project. The Mulund and Dainsar is a virgin land was there. But the Parla, which we completed also, that was also a redevelopment project. The Juhu, which we are doing, Aradhya Evok, that is a redevelopment project. So today in the Mumbai market, the redevelopment is going to sustain. How much open lands are balanced?
Yeah,
redevelopment project, that's the going to be, the Mumbai will change with the redevelopment only, because we can't create the new land.
Yes, sir. Sir, what's your view on the commercial side in the Mumbai? Are you looking at it, or it's only the residential side, sir?
We are doing projects in the Ghatkopar also. Is that we have two buildings commercial, which out of that one building is fully sold. The second building we are yet not open. RCC is over, but we have not yet sold anything over there. We may not sell, and we may think of keeping it for a rental premises also, like we may give it on a rent. We are doing a building at Mulund, which is a commercial tower, where also I think 70-75% we have sold already, and which we are expecting to complete by this September. I think we are expecting the OC. So commercial market is good right now. Not a very big ticket size. The big ticket size are available on a rental model, is more demand is there. But approximate 300 square feet to 1800, 1900 square feet offices are in much demand.
Okay, sir. Thank you. That's it from my side, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone. We have our next question from the line of Amresh Kumar from Geosphere Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you for the opportunity.
Sir, we cannot hear you clearly. Please use your handset.
Hello. Thank you for the opportunity, sir. Congratulations on a great set of numbers.
Thank you.
So I just wanted to understand one thing. So almost two-thirds of your ongoing project is already sold out. So not much inventory left for you on those ongoing projects. And now that you have sold all those projects, you must be having some idea of the cash flows as to how much you are going to accrue in terms of cash flows, how much you are going to incur in costs and etc. So if you can give some idea of how much cash flow will come to the balance sheet and how are you going to spend it, either in the new projects or the land or maybe to the shareholders, any idea on that?
See, it's a dividend paying company. Every year we pay dividend, and in fact we declared the interim dividend yesterday only when we had a board meeting. We had already given 18% first interim dividend for current year. We have a liquidity. We are looking for a new projects also, and there are so many projects are there which are under pipeline, so which may start in 2 to 3 months time. So we have enough cash flow. Till now, whatever the projects we have in hand, we have a financial closure for that. So I think we are sitting on a cash liquidity of 300 crore plus. So we have still much, pockets are still balanced to fill. So we can definitely take up a new project also.
Okay. Got it, sir. Maybe I can get more clarity on this from later on. Sir, one more thing. Since there is so much of infrastructure projects going on in Mumbai, how do you think that will change the landscape as far as the real estate industry in Mumbai is concerned? We keep on hearing thoughts from other people also, but your own thoughts would be very helpful in that regard.
See, the real estate and infra, this both the sector has to go parallel. If the infrastructure will not be there, then the real estate can also not go ahead. So at present in Mumbai, so many works are under development under the MMRDA and all. This new connectivity, new bridges are coming up. So that is must, and I believe that the government is doing good on this part. So next 3 years I've been seeing that once the metro, all the lines will start. I think the metro, all the lines, because I into politics also, so I'm aware about that. So all the metro line will start by 2025-26. Then the connectivity will be much higher. And without the infrastructure, how the people will stay in Mumbai? So that is the core business planning of the government also. And we will focus on that also, and we will support also.
Okay. And sir, going back to one question asked by the other participant, have you increased the prices on the remaining unsold part of your inventory, or is it the same price as was the case earlier?
Like when we launch a project before 2 years and today, yes, there is 15-20% price hike is there. But that's normal, 8-10% price hike yearly is taking care of inflation also.
Okay, so 8-10% price hike has happened in line with inflation, that's what you are saying?
Yeah, in every project there is a 5-10%, but that, like, the developers are habituated to price hike of 30% and 40%. Which is not happening, but yes, 8-10% price hike is everywhere. Unless the product is weak, unless your reputation is bad, then it's a different story. But the good product and the good reputation, you have been able to sell it at a right price.
And sir, how about since you are a major player in redevelopment projects? Has the velocity in, you know, getting those redevelopment projects, has it become more difficult of late? And if that is the case, is it leading to rethinking in your own strategy?
See, redevelopment with the societies or with the tenants is always a patience game. It doesn't happen overnight. If you are talking about any large redevelopment, it's a span of 2 years. Whatever the speed you may be doing, it becomes 2 years. But still there is a viability because you are not investing the money in the land. You are not blocking your fund. So there is in my company, we have a team, like they are negotiating for a redevelopment with various societies. Considering that today we will start talking and the work will start after 1.5-2 years if we will get the order. So that's a separate division. That division is only working on the redevelopment future projects only. And the execution team is completing the project.
Got it, sir. My last question is one of your Mulund projects. One particular project in that, there's only about 1/4 of the, you know, units have been sold, about 1/4. Is it because the selling part is being done by your partner rather than you, or is there any particular case there?
It's a slightly tricky question, but that you are talking about the G Tower.
Right.
The G Tower has been just launched.
Okay.
In last 4 months' time. So it is still under the plinth. It's a 48-story building,
mm-hmm.
and we are still under the plinth. So you can mm-hmm. compare that unit with other buildings also. But yes, we are there. We are three partners are there, and the responsibility has been distributed. But it is like that one partner is managing one show. So on a day-to-day basis, he is managing the cell. But if anything starts, we are already there with him. And I'm managing the finance, I'm managing the execution of the product. So which is my day-to-day responsibility. If I stuck anywhere, they are helping me. But what your question is that there's only 25% sold is that, so we believe that there is a good sell, it's not a bad sell.
Got it. No, sir, rest of your projects sell like very fast, so.
No, but here the, you have to understand that here there is more than 1,000 flats are there.
True.
So percentage wise, if we count, like if I am launching a 10 flats and I've been able to sell 5 flats, I will be able to claim that I've sold 50%. But when I have 1,000 flats, even though I sold 250 flats, I have to claim that I have sold 25% only.
Got it, sir. And sir, how much money will be required to mobilize, you know, work at the Tarbiya project? Before
I already answered that, I'm repeating the answer. The money what was required has already been inserted. Now only the construction finance will be required. That also has been tied up by a developer with Indusind Bank. The loan is already there. Plus our capex is also available. And we have started booking also, where the cash flow from that booking will also start coming now.
Got it. Thank you so much for your patient.
And as far as that project is concerned, our direct responsibility is a construction, marketing and sales. Finance is not actually our responsibility because we are on a DM model.
Got it. Thank you so much for the answer. Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Yogesh Bhatia from Sequent Investment. Please go ahead.
Congratulations, sir, on a very good set of numbers. I wanted to know what is the run rate we are seeing at for FY24 for delivering, how many lakh square feet can we deliver in FY24?
In next 5 years' time, we will be able to deliver more than 5 million square feet.
Okay.
But we can't commit after every 6 months because that I because it's a difficult question for me to answer on a phone immediately.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Ashit Koti, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Hello. We can hear you.
Yeah, Ashit Koti here. Congratulations.
No noise coming from your line.
Yeah, just one sec. Congratulations on all the fronts, sir.
Thank you very much.
Sir, one simple question which I just would want to ask you is, do we expect any major policy changes at a government level or a BMC level on a redevelopment which would benefit the company more? And second, do we expect to have the same run rate what we have reported in this quarter going forward?
Your first question's answer I won't be able to give because I am into politics also, so I do not want to go into any controversial statement where my business and the BMC policies are concerned.
I understand, sir.
So, but I can only say that the current government is really doing a good job and it will be more beneficial to real estate development overall, but that time will say. The second question, sorry, I forgot your second question.
Second question is, can we expect the same kind of run rate going forward, what we have reported in the current quarter, or better than that?
Yearly basis, yes. It may not be, again, I am saying that my balance sheet, you will never be able to understand if you want to understand on quarter, but yes, the current year, we expect higher than the last year.
So, in the case, if you could just give us some guidance in terms of, is it always, whenever we are launching new project, are we majorly going in for a booking of 2/3 or 50% of it in the balance after completion? What is our policy on that?
No. Like in Gujarati, we sell ke waste to vepari jite.
Right.
My 100% product will sell, I will sell. And we sold also in past, like when we had launched my Mira Road project.
Right.
We had launched 667 flats and we sold on day one.
Okay.
Every flat has been sold. Like Mira Road, we have completed 4 towers. We took OC. And I think I have one flat only left. And that too also because there was some dispute by a developer, by a purchaser. He was not being able to pay and we won in a RERA. And that flat came back to us. So that's the only flat which is left out of some more than 1,000 flats.
Right.
So the second phase which we are going to complete by in the next 3 to 4 months time with OC because RCS is already completed and the finishing is also nearer to completion, where also hardly 12 or 13 flats are left.
Okay.
But we believe that we are a developer, we are not an investor. So my job is to make the product and sell. If I will start doing the job of an investor only, then I cannot run the company. So I strongly believe that my job is to manufacture and sell.
I understand. But then wouldn't that put you at a greater risk with regards to the commodity price volatility?
Generally, no, because we do, first of all, because that much cost is saved in the interest cost, because other projects, if other developers are there, they are borrowing the money, they are paying the interest. We are not paying the interest.
Okay.
And that much buffer is already, we always count in our construction of so many years experience.
Okay.
If the cost of the construction will suit up.
Right.
And we should take that 1 or 2 or 5% risk on overall is fine. Because the cost of construction is what? 4,000, 5,000 rupees a square feet?
Right.
Where we are considering a 5,000 rupees a square feet, the cost of construction, where the sale price is approximately 35 to 40,000 rupees a square feet.
Right.
If that 5,000 rupees cost will suit up to say 10% and say it will become 5,500 rupees, so 500 rupees against the 40,000 rupees is actually nothing.
I agree. Sir.
So that much risk we should always take rather than paying bank interest.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone. We have a question from the line of Lakshmi Narayanan from Tunga Investments. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Two questions. First is from a capital deployment point of view. Outside India, what is the total capital you would like to deploy? How much is deployed and how much you think will get deployed over the next 3 to 5 years? That's my first question.
Till today, we have invested somewhere around $29 million in US, but we have a $15 million as a liquidity also there. So we have invested $14.5 million till now, and $15 million we have a bank balance over there for the future projects or the projects which we have already taken. The next capital installment, when it will come, that money has been transferred. So there, we are not expecting to transfer more fund now because at least for next 1 year, we don't need any more capital there.
Got it. The next question is that, you have generated good free cash flows this year. What is an outlook of cash flow generation for the next couple of years, whether it will be in line with this or how does one look at it? Should we look at it in a, is this year an aberration or should we look at it in a block of 3 years? How do we look at it?
We believe that our cash flow will further improve because there are many projects which are nearer to completion. The cost of completion is almost completed by say 95%, 5% cost is balanced, but the receivables are more than 20% are balanced. Like my Ghatkopar project is there, my Parla project is there. My atmosphere project is going to complete, so that cash flow will come. We are expecting some of the claims from government also, which is also in the final stage. So that will also further improve your cash flow.
Got it.
We are always very conservative on our policy. Like, I like to sleep on a cash. So I need always a bank balance. So that cash flow will always continue. And we sit on a liquidity, and I strongly believe that because of liquidity only we have been able to win in recession market also, or where the market is very good also. We were not much affected even in the last so many recessions. Like my career, I had seen 4 or 5 recessions, but we always stood there because of the cash liquidity.
Got it. On a slightly longer term point of view, maybe 5 years or even 10 years, right? As we grow, we have grown very well in the last couple of years. What are the main risks you actually see, other than the normal risk people talk of in terms of recession, etc., right? And this is what you are working on. So if you can just pencil out the top 3 or 4 risks you actually foresee in the next 4 or 5 years as you actually scale up, because you are scaling up very fast and very prudently, but love to hear your view.
See, in India, doing a business is a risk. And I'm giving this statement with very sound awareness only. The business in India is a risk. But how you manage your risk, that is important. We have been able to successfully manage. In last 30 years, I started my career in 91 with a 1 lakh rupees paid up capital. That was the investment we did first. And then after, I had never invested 1 rupee in Manitra. And I've been able to manage that. The risk will always be there if some government policies will change. Yes, we may also get affected. But how much risk you are taking all depends on you. So I believe that God is with us. We are very successful in that, managing the risk. And we will be able to manage that in future also.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Bhavna Jain from Avakra Capital Advisors LLP. Please go ahead.
Congratulations on the good set of numbers to the whole team first. Thank you for this opportunity. Sir, I actually had a question regarding your portfolio share. Like, I can see in the presentation that the mid-premium segment is around 24% and the premium segment is around 71%. So how do we see this going ahead, you know? Is this share going to differ, if you have any plans as such? The reason is I wanted to know the return on capital, you know, if there is a big difference in these two segments as such.
Frankly speaking, what we are saying a luxury product or a mid-premium product is all definition of what is a luxury. People like to read luxury products, so my team may have written it's a luxury product. 45,000 rupees rate in Mumbai is no more a luxury product. But yes, we have a project, as I mentioned, that it varies between 17,000-18,000 rupees carpet per square feet to around 45,000-50,000 rupees per square feet. But it's not a very high premium product. And these are the standard projects, like 35,000-45,000 rupees rates are going on in Borivali also. With the same price you may get at Lower Parel also, the same price you may get at Mulund also, in Ghatkopar also, as well as Jew also. So this is, according to me, this range has become a mid-section range. But we all are habituated that around 10-15,000 rupees rate is a a low income product, 15,000 to 25,000 is a mid income product, 25,000 to 40,000 is a luxury product, and above 40,000 is a super luxury product. This is all set in our mind. But the same figures we have been talking before 5 years also. So after 5 years, if we put the inflation figure also, so what was there in 40,000 rupees in before 5 years, today the prices are maybe 70,000 to 80,000 rupees. So, but we do not have any projects which are super luxury products. Even at this Tardev and all, there also we are estimating 50,000 to 55,000 rupees a square feet. We are not into the sector of 1 lakh rupees a square feet.
So the project RRJ Avan could be, if we talk it as ultra luxury, so it's like a, is it an exciting project, right? 300 meters tallest tower. So there are other risks also involved in that. So we generally don't differentiate between them and the mid-premium segment, if there is any, to the Mira Road area or Ghatkopar or wherever. So the return on capital, basically, when we calculate as such, so we consider it's almost at the same range. That's what I understand.
Yeah, because there we are not only a developer. There we are a EPC contractor as well as we are on a DM model. So if the price is 50,000 rupees a square feet, I am getting 12.5% on 50,000 square feet as my DM fees. But if the price will shoot up to 60,000 rupees, my DM fees will remain 12.5% only. Or if the price will fall down to 40,000 rupees, then also my price is 12.5% as far as the sale is concerned. As far as the EPC contract is there, yes, my EPC margin is already intact. Whatever the money I have invested, I am getting interest for that money. So for me, RRJ Avan is a zero risk product. Unless the project got stalled in between because of some government policy and all, then it's a different story. But that we are not estimating because we have all the permissions now in hand.
Okay. Okay, got that. And just one question, which is a little on the international presence, you know. A little outlook if you can give on your international presence, because right now we can see there are only two completed projects and, you know, two ongoing. Do you plan to further expand that as well, or that may take a little backseat ahead? Just a little outlook on that if possible. That's it.
We are right now focused in Florida, USA. And international means only we are right now, we are focusing only on Florida. We completed one single project where it was a trial, it was a small, two bungalows were there. That work is completed. We are starting another project which we just did the coconut breaking last week. There is a single bungalow is there. And there is a two projects which are is a local partners over there. One is at Fort Lauderdale, one is at Coral Gables, which are a super luxury residential projects where the prices are somewhere between $1,200 to $1,800 per square feet. So these two products are there. At this moment, as I mentioned, that we had already invested $29 million in USA. Out of that, some $14 million is already invested and $15 million is kept as a liquidity. But that money we will require for these two current projects also, which are a large project. My second installment, third installment payment will be there as far as once the construction will start. So at this moment, we are not estimating to expand more over there. We will take 1 year and then we will expand further.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much and best luck for the team for the future. Thank you.
Thank you, madam.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to management for closing comments. Over to you.
Thank you everyone for participating in the earnings call of Man Infra Construction Limited. We will see you next quarter.
Thank you, sir. On behalf of Go India Advisors, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.